A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 14th, 2008. And this is Live Talk. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the cholera outbreak that has so far killed 8 people and left more than 3,000 people infected.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-2077. Again, 001-202-2077.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave short frequency and on 4930 and 15460 kilohertz short wave Monday through Friday.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandevele.com.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the cholera outbreak that is spreading across the country.
The news just reaching us say that 3 people have been quarantined in Bulawayo, suspected of having contracted the waterborne disease.
The disease has so far been reported in 4 provinces, Midlands, Mashonaland, Central, Harare, and Manicaland. If the 3 cases in Bulawayo are confirmed positive, then this will prove that the disease is running amok throughout the country.
Yesterday, Finance Minister Ntuli Ncube launched a crowdfunding campaign that has so far raised more than $10 million. But he is attracting a lot of criticism from some who say government should not be asking for contributions from the public when it has been misusing public funds.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
So let's talk. If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. 2077.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba siyadibana njalo ku Studio 7 Live Talk. Lamhlanje ke sikhuluma ngomkhuhlane wesihudo secholera osumemetheke elizweni phose lonke jikelele. Siyazi ukubana kwezinye indawo ezifana la kobulawayo kuthiwa khona kulabantu asebetholakele abathathu abacatshangelwa ukuthi bengabe banjwe ngumkhuhlane wonalo. Kodwa ke sifuna nje ukulazisa ukubana akukazakali ngeqiniso ngoba abantu laba basiwe esibhedlela ukuthi bayohlolisiswa ukuze kubonakale ukuthi yiwo na umkhuhlane wekholera. Okutsho ukuthi nxa kuliqiniso kuyaba sekutshengisela ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ungani usumemetheka ngempela usuze ufinyelela indawo kade ungafikanga khona ezifana la kobulawayo. Okutsho ukubana kungehla sibili kuyefika konke kobo Plumtree Bay Bridge nxa kuyukuthi akuthathwa ngamanyathelo. Njalo ke sizafuna ukwazi ukuthi lithini lina ngecebo likamphathintambo omutsha owezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube othi yena usesungule isikhwama esithiwa ngesilungu i-crowdfunding, okutsho ukuthi uzulu kaphosele indibilichi esikhwameni lesi ukuze kuphathiswe abantu ababe bephethwe ngumkhuhlane lowo, njalo le mizamo yokuwenqabela ukuthi ungasabalali ilizwe lonke. Lithini ngalokhu? Abanye bayasola, abanye bathi hayi licebo elihle, Mr. Wande.
Nasi tiri kuda kutaura nenyaya yechirwere chanetsa munyika zvikuru sei maguta madhorobha chekholera icho chiri kumhanya across the country. Iko zvinezvi maprovinsi mazhinji ese ava nechirwere ichi. Patapedzisira kunzwa nyaya iyi a few minutes ago kuchinzi kune vanhu vadoonekwa vane vane chirwere ichi asi vachiri kuongorora kuona kuti ndizvo here vaiswa pavo vega kuti vasasangana navamwe asi chasvika zvekuBulawayo saka iyoyo munoona kuti inyaya yakakura chose nokuti maprovinsi ose Midlands, Mashonaland Central, Harare, Manicaland and now Bulawayo. Zvinoda kuti chiri kuramba chichifararira nenyika yese chirwere chachina kunaka hachisi chokutamba nacho. Saka ndoda kuti titaure nenyaya yechirwere ichi uyezve kuti chii chiri kuitwa pamusoro pazvo. Zvose zviri kuitwa zvakakwana here? Hurumende yakadii kugadzirira nyaya yakaita seiyi nokuti zvirwere zvemvura izvi zvinomanya maningi hazvigari pano pamwe chete zvinokurumidza kufamba. Nezuro gurukota rezvemari vakatanga vakazarura chimwe chikwama chokuti vanhu vakwanise kubatsira hurumende mukurwisa chirwere ichi. Asi vanhu vazhinji vari kuvashora vachiti zvose izvi zviri kuitwa naminista ava zvanga zvisina kufanira kuti hurumende itsvage vanhu mari muvanhu ivo vachitambisa mari kusvika pakadari asi ndo zviri kuitika izvozvo saka ndoda kuti titaure nenyaya iyoyi kuti tozvifambisa sei takatarisa mberi Mr. Gande.
Yes, Mr. Wande, we have our first guest, the Honorable Mayor of Harare, Mr. Herbert Gomba, on the line. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
We are fine. First of all, we would like to congratulate you, sir, for becoming the Mayor of Harare.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, now straight into our topic, we are talking about the cholera outbreak. Can you give us a brief statement of what's happening right now in Harare as regards to the outbreak?
What is happening is that our teams are on the ground, they are working on trying to mitigate the problem and the effects of the disease. And I know you know that we have opened up three treatment centers, one at Budiriro, which we call a treatment unit. The other one is at Glenview Satellite Clinic, which we call a treatment center. And the other one is at Beatrice Infectious Hospital. These three places are the ones which are receiving people and treating them, people whom we suspect have contracted the cholera pandemic, the cholera disease. So as for what we are doing as council, we have, besides deploying our teams and ensuring that drugs are available, we have as council purchased water bowsers that we are erecting around the city, particularly on the areas around the epicenter. You need to know that the disease came because of a borehole contaminated the Shagarika shops. So what we have been doing as well is we have deployed our team to try and work around on the sewer system and block the sewer line. You need to know that we took over office around 2 weeks ago. When we took over, some council employees were on a golf floor because they had not received protective clothing. So we have also been capacitating our department to ensure that our employees have got the much needed protective clothing for them to be able to work protected as well. The other thing that we are doing is that we have procured the number of instruments for them to be able to use there. We have made vehicles available. We have deployed our waste collection teams to work and remove dump sites which had accumulated. We have also deployed our sewer division teams to remove, block the sewers. You need to know that Glenview, like all other suburbs, except a few, was constructed a long time ago using pipes which were asbestos, which were made of asbestos. So what we are now doing is to remove that, because these are the ones which are collapsing and causing massive swellings. So we are removing those to ensure that we then put up new pipes and make sure that sewer starts to flow again and prevent further infections on our people. This is what we have been doing and what we are doing. We are also doing awareness programs besides the treatment programs that we are undertaking on our people. We are doing awareness programs to ensure that our people practice strict hygienic behaviors, so that we then deal with personal hygiene to ensure that we stop the spread of the disease. You also need to know that the problem with the cholera that we are facing is that sometimes it's a combination of cholera and typhoid, making it difficult to treat. So you have to treat it using a specified medication that is not that the cholera cannot resist. So these are issues that we are dealing with as of now. We have been working around the clock to ensure that this happens and we save lives. We also have been deploying our people to make sure that those selling fish and meat cannot do it at the expense of other people's lives, because the two are very much attractive to issues to do with cholera and typhoid spread. So we are working on telling our people that they must prioritize issues to do with their health and protecting themselves from further infection.
Naiva Mayor, sokuona kwamuri kuita kuti chirwere ichi chiri kufararira nokukurumidza zvikuru, tanzwa kuti tasvika nyangwe kuguta reBulawayo tisingambodotarisi mamwe maguta madiki namamwe maruwa, munoona sokuti mungakwanisa kuchikontena here at least muHarare imomomo, nokuti ndo munopinda vanhu vakawanda, ndo munobuda vanhu vakawanda vachienda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana munyika, munoona sokuti muri well equipped to deal with this muHarare chete tisati tambotarisa kune mamwe maareas?
Mubvunzo wenyu ndingaupindura paviri. Pari zvinezvi pane zvatinokwanisa kuita zvatingati zviri short term kuti tiinsure kuti takontrola problem ishi. Pane zviri long term zvakaita sekuti mvura ikwanise kuwanikwa zvachose zvemunhu, kuti akwanise kuiwana nguva dzose dzaakafanirwa dzaanoda kunge achiiwana. Iwayo malong term project, because ngatinzwisisei kuti mvura yatinayo isusu yakawakwa 1952. Dhamu ratinaro rakawakwa 1952. Dhamu iri rinoda kuti ringe richi waniswa rimwe rinoribatsira kupa mvura mara. Saka kuti tinge tichiwana rimwe zvoda kuvaka rimwe zvo kuti tinge tichibatsirwa. Saka hurumende ichatibatsira kuti ivake rimwe dhamu. Zvinhu zvingadai zvakaitwa kare, bati zvinhu zvatinokurudzira kuti kunyange zvisina kuzoitwa kare ngazvichiitwa izvozvo kuti vanhu vedu vawane mvura. Munoda kunzwisisa imini kuti mvura yakakosha panyaya dzeutano nenyaya dzekudzivirira cholera. Naizvozvo mvura yatiri kupa isusu yawandirwa nekuti ndo ine mvura futi iri kuendeswa kuchitungiza, ndo ine mvura iri kuendeswa kuNorton, ndo ine mvura zvakare iri kuendeswa kuRua, ndo ine mvura iri kunwiwa nevagari vemara, ndo ine mvura zvakare iri kunwiwa nevanhu vemuzvimba rural distance. Takatarisa Snake Park zvinonzvimbo dziri muzvimba road zvichitarisa. Saka muchaona kuti population inotarisirwa kunwa mvura yemusime rechivere yawanda kudarika zvayakagadzirwa kuti inge ichipa mvura. Saka kuti tite solution yekuti tokondrora cholera, tinofanira kukondrora cholera nekuvaka rimwe dhamu, kana takuikondrora kuti tikaipedza nhasi isazodzoke zvakare mumakore anotera. Tikasadaro inoramba ichidzoka nekuti vanhu vedu vanenge vasina mvura yakakwana. Chinhu chechipiri ndechekuti pari zvino izvi tarapa vanhu vanosvika 3700 kana kudarikiti. Kurapa vanhu vakawanda saizvozvo vachidzokera kudzimba vachidzoseredzwa utano hwavo zvinoreva izvo kuti tiri kuzama zvikuru ende sesitofarare tiri kuzama ende tichibudirira nhamba yakadaro kuti inge ichiendeswa kumba iri nhamba inenge isina kushayika. Ndo chinhu chekutanga. Chinhu chechipiri ndechekuti takarasikirwa zvakare nevanhu vanosvika 24. Saka takarapa vanhu vanosvika 3,800, 3,700 tichienda manhamba zivayo. Asi takarasikirwa nevanhu vanosvika 24. Mumwe vachona takarasikirwa navo nemhaka yekuti vakanga varwara vakashayikira kudzimba. Vamwe vano takarasikirwa navo nekuti vakauya kuchipatara vakazoshayikira kuchipatara. Saka zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti kuti tibudirire kana kuti tipindure mubvunzo wenyu wekuti tibudirire here kukontrola kana kukontaina typhoid. Tinoti hongu maeffort atiri kuita isusu ari kuita kuti tinge tichibudirira seguta reHarare. Tinga takatarisa uwandu hwevanhu vatarapa vachidzokera kudzimba. Mungabvunza kuti oright mabudirira sei ipo pashaika vanhu. Ndo zvatinopindura kuti handi chido chedu, chido chedu kuti tinge tichirapa munhu wose. Naizvozvo ndosaka tiri kukurudzira vanhu vari kudzimba kuti vakangonzwa kuti varwara kana kuti vasangana nedambudziko ravanofungidzira kuti ikorera, ngavamhanye nemunhu kuchipatara nguva yakafanira, kwete kuzoya nemunhu asakara atera ava munhu wekuti hachakwanisi kana kuisa zvitetero anenge aane dambudziko. But tiri kuzama zvikuru sesitovharare. Ndosaka tiri sitoga tine mafacilities ari kurapa vanhu.
Vagomba, musabva pafoni, tinodzoka kwamuri iko zvino izvi. Ndozava kuti mune basa asi tachida kuti tumbokurukura nemwi, saka musaenda, tiri kudzoka kwamuri. Gande, tine munhu pafoni.
Yebo, silo mlaleli umoyo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Baba, ndinjani vadala?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani moyo?
Hayi, mbijana.
Ungaphi komhlaba?
Mina ngilapha eBotswana.
Oh, eBotswana. Kunjani ke lamhlanje eBotswana?
Hayi, kuyachisa nje, kungachisa-chisa nje, hayi kodwa siyancinga-ncinga yona impilo nale nzima nje.
Ungasiphathisa ngembono yakho kuhlelo lwethu?
Kakhulu ngiyamuzwa ubaba umeya sibili okhulumayo ubaba eHarare, umeya weHarare ngale. Uyakhuluma ngemizamo mpela abayenzayo. Kuhle, siyakubongela khona lokho ukuthi besiza imphefumulo le esengozini yomkhuhlane lowo. Siyakubongela mpela. Kodwa sibe sesiba lo sizi ngegovernment yethu bakithi le ethe yona yesingena embusweni njengakade sivotelwe ngabantu ukuthi kade yona uncedo lwayo lungaphi, ngoba kade sizwa kuthiwa umlo phethe ngezemali uncube usesungulule isikhwama ukuthi abantu bephosele. Yebo, kunjalo, siyakubona sibili ngobuhlungu ukuthi ngabanye bethu abasebengozini enjengayona leyo. Njalo ngizothwala kobulawa sokuseduze lapha esilemoli yethu khona sithi bakithi ayimzamo yabo kayiqine. Kodwa ngilensolo ngegovernment bakithi, igovernment ayilancedo. Nanku abantu abangaka baqanjwa inani leli lisenkingele enkulu, kodwa ngizwa uncedo lwayo olukhona. Kodwa yona igovernment yethu ilakho ukuthi ithathe izimali njengalokho enke ngeza ukuthi kube kwaphuma imali engene eflamathineni yomuntu okade sizwa igovernment. Kulani ukuthi kanti kathe singenele ebantwini laba abaningi kangaka abasenkingele njengayona leyo.
Sure.
ubuhlungu khona lokho masikukhangela abantu bahambile njalo ekhethweni besiya khuluma ukuthi bakithi sizubuhlungu lapha nalapha sicela ukubangulwa ngendlela nje bona bakutshintsha lokho ngoba belamandla entambeni zona lezo zelizwe abayalela kizo bakithi ubuhlungu lokho kuyinto igovernment le kayisiphathi ngendlela eyiyo kade siyatsho futhi ukuthi yona iMDC ngoba ibusa phakathi emadolobheni belokhe bekupolitika abantu laba ngoba bekwazi abakwenzileyo ngendlela abayenze ngayo kukhetho lolu. Kukhona nje abakubeka abakufihlayo kodwa khona kusegcekeni kuzikhulumela njengakathesi sokulobunzima obungako ukuthi mani bayekelile lo umuntu okhothe ngabantu wasimela lethemba ukuthi lento yona le ekhona kade sikube mani kayikho sizwe ubuhlungu kakhulu igovernment yethu le eforce ukungena embusweni bakithi hayi sithwale senzima sicela lesincedise yiwo la amazwi nje engilawo okwakadesi.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu baba uMoyo ube lobusuku obuhle.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Hayi, let's bong in. Mr. Wande, he is saying that, you know, he feels that the government is misusing funds. By, you know, he mentions as an example the recent report that the former first lady was assisted, you know, with a lot of money to attend a funeral and all that. So he says it's not, you know, the priorities are not in place. Yes.
To a certain extent, I think he's right that the priorities don't seem to be in sync with what the country is facing. And hopefully we'll hear more from from our listeners about this whole thing, about priorities and the amounts that are spent away from essential services such as that the country is facing.
Okay. So, Your Worship, Mr. Mayor, we don't want to drag you too much into the politics of everything, but how is the government assisting, especially you mentioned that there is a shortage of protective clothing. Surely the government should be assisting, is it not?
Yes, but today our town clerk was called to the parent ministry. I'm yet to be briefed by him as to what the government has actually assisted with. Yesterday again, the meeting and the Minister of Health, and I was also told that the government actually gave us some military doctors and nurses. I'm not sure in terms of the numbers, but I want to compare that with what happened in 2008 when the government released around 17 million for sewer-based de-blocking and other necessities then. So I think from what they discussed, they're discussing issues to do with how best government can benefit on that front.
Okay.
Yes, that is what happened today.
Okay. Sorry again to put you on pause. We have another caller, Tendai. You can take
over. Yes. Muripo erebar nare. Tendai.
Yeah, Muripo Ajonga.
Yeah, ndi vagande vari pano nasi na wande.
Oh, vagande wose.
Pane nyaya isingafadzi yati nayo iyi. And mayor veharare varipo vakatereravo. Munofunge nenyaya iyi? People was amunofunga.
Chekutanga tine hurombo ne hama dzedu ne shamwari dzekurasikirwa neupenyu nekudawo kwekorera iyi. Nechirwere chatipinda ichi. ndofara ona kuti wagomba ndakavhotera pagrenora apa saka ndafara kuti varipo uyezve vachatibatsira vachaendesa nyika kumberi asi chetongokumbirawo ndechekuti dai government yadi wasiya zvekutengera machisi nekungotambisa mari wachihayira munhu wani asi pedze zvavakukumbira kuti tokumbira kuti tibatsirwe asi mari iriko zvetinoita isi tinotakura maminerals akawanda achibuda kunze achienda achingonzi ari kuenda kuchina kopa zvese totenda kuti nyika yedu yakakomborerwa namwari asi zviri kuitika nekunzi mamaini akavhara akadii mari yacho hatisi kuona kweiri kuenda tinongoatakura tiri matruck driver tinokrosa nemaminerals achibva muzimbabwe chaendesa kudurban saka chinongotirwadza ndechekuti nyika yedu tiringochema nhamo izvezvi masuweji ari ngoputika aya masuwa system akatoitwa nasmith kudhara hapana kana renovation yaanoitawo yekuti vanhu vabatsirike asi tinongotawo kuti varingotinakurirana menyoka mhenyu vachiti nhingi ndiye akazodai ava ndio ari kukonzera ava ndio ari kukonzera asi pakuda kungoti paitwe muono umwe chete yekuti nyika ibatsirike meya vedu ndovakumbira kuti dai vaenda panonzi pawaterfalls apatauya apo pane zvidhemu zvihombe ndomunga paiblaswa matombo pane mvura iripo iyo vakambonotarisawo kubatsira pamwe kuda pamwe zvingabatsire kuti mvura iyo ingasevhewo zimbabwe Harare iyoyo kana kuti inosevhawo imwe pati zvingabatsirewo vanotarisa ipa panonzi kwatauya pane paiputiswa matombo pane zvidhemu zvihombe riripo ndomunga mvura iyo haiperi
iyoyo
handifungi kuti ine masuweji kana kuti ine chii ingori dhemo paiblaswa matombo pakudhuze nekunana dhipi
so meya muri kunzwa nyaya iri kutaurwa panapa
ndainzwisisisa
munoti chii nayo
ndichatora mukana wekuti ndizvizvite ndione pavari kutaura tione kuti panokwanisika here kunga pachiiswa facility yetreatment plant asi ndigai ndivayeudzidze kuti muna 1990 pane study yakaitwa neafrican development bank inoti by 1996 taitofanirwa nge tawana mvura kubva mudhamo rekuzi and musani nekuti Harare inofanirwa kuwana mvura inosvika kana chiti Harare tora Harare metro politan province mvura inosvika 1.2 megaliters pazuva pari zvinozvi mvura iri kupombwa ishoma zvikuru saka ndichanotarisa kuti facility yavataura iyi yakamira sei ndinoenda nemainjiniers est of Harare takamboongorora zvakare facility imwe yatakaongorora yegetin dam tikaona kuti tikaisa ipapo pane yield yemvura yakadii inotipa dzimba dzinosvika 6030 saka tichaongorora kuti zvavatitaurira tingagona kuzviti tizvibatanidze tiite sekutaura kwavaita tinotambira zvikuru pfungwa zvinounzwa nemazimbabwe ne kana nevamwe vedzine nyika zichisumudzira nzvimbo yedu neguta redu tinozvitambira zvikuru tinoti ngatitambe takabatana semazimbabwe tichibatsira kuti problem ipere idambudziko rapinda mumusha rinogona kupedzwa kana takabatana vagari vane role to play isu tine role to play ndinotenda ndafara zvikuru nemashoko avataura yekuti ngatimirei kungoblemana blemana ukatarira muno muzimbabwe unogona kuona mumwe mugari achiblema council kuti hamusi kuita zvakati hamusi kuita zvakati council ichiblemawo mugari kuti ino hamusi kubhadharawo mutero saka tikaerekana tangopinda musaiko iyoyo taakutadza kugadzirisa maproblems ari kusanganisana nemusha wedu watiriutungamiriri saka ndinotenda zvikuru nemazana avatipa ndichaatambira asi zvikuru ticharamba tichikurudzira hurumende kuti ivake kunzi nemusani
kuti tiwane mvura inosvika 700 megaliters itsva tibatsire guta redu nemamwe maguta.
Ah, okay. Mainzwa nyaya yacho vatendai.
Vanongonotaura vane varidzi nekuti panzvimbo pakaita pane kambani asi paiblaswa matombo, saka vanotongonoona voongorora votaurirana vokumbira. Handifungi kuti pane munhu angade kuti ruzhinji rwezimbabwe rufe nekorera, kungotiwo pamwe kuda zvinoita zvinobatsirawo imwe nzvimbo.
Hai, maita basa vatendai, tatenda.
Totenda, murambe tichitifonera, tenge taane makore tichingoteerera Studio 7 musingatifoneri.
Hai, tichakufonera.
Tenda zvikuru vatendai yavo.
Vakakuvhoterai futi me.
Vatenda, ndanzwa kudaro, saka ndinotenda zvikuru esapoti yavakatipa tichishanda nesimba kuti tisakunyadzisei. Tiri kurwisana nezvakawanda, sometimes unotomboenda kunovhizita kuri kurapwa vanhu vekorera kuma-12 kukati kweusiku kuri kuda kuona kuti vashandi vedu vari kubata vanhu zvakanaka here. Saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kuita nekuda kwekuti tinokoshesa mavhoti avakatipa.
Thank you so much. Your worship, we'll take a pause right here and we are going to hear some of the residents of Harare talking about cholera.
There is no constant access to clean water.
At the moment, I think we need assistance from every organization. That includes the government, the private organizations. And this situation as it is, everyone needs to participate for us to be better here in Glenview.
Taita dambudziko rakanyanya kukura zvakanyanya rekorera, asi chatiri kuona chiri kukonzeresa kuti korera iwande. Mapaipi edu emasweji epasi akafa zvakanyanya, saka masweji ari kubhesta pese pese, nemvura yedu yatiri iri kushandiswa nevanhu yemumigodhi nemuzvibhorani haina kuchengeteka zvakanaka.
Yes, your worship, those are some of the people who spoke about the cholera outbreak. And so just as a quick question, you heard before when we talked to one of the one of the callers who said you know, this issue about you know, pointing fingers that the government is misusing funds and so forth and so forth. What's your take about the priorities? I know, of course, you are in the opposition, but now that you are the mayor for everyone in Harare, what's your take about that?
Yeah, in terms of my position as mayor, I am supposed to be concentrating on the problem at hand. I have heard people talking about issues which are happening at national level in terms of government, but I am definitely restricted in terms of what I should be saying in terms of how government is handling its humanitarian affairs. My part, I simply am asking government to pay up its dues, which is they are owing to local authorities. This is what I can say at this moment, to say, okay, you are the father, but may you be able then to look at yourself and say, can you pay? You know, we are owed a lot in terms of money that government departments are supposed to be paying for rent and other service provisions.
So how much are you owed so far?
When I spoke to the city treasurer, he was talking of a figure of around 30 million. But he was saying he was making effort to reconcile what we owe and what they owe us. So I'm going to be actually knowing the real figure after the reconciliation process. But yes, we are owed some money. And I'm kindly asking anyone, resident, business, leaseholders, and government to try as much as possible to meet their obligation in terms of bills. This can then help us to be able to address some of the concerns which are coming from the residents, particularly concerns to do with pipe replacement and sewer leakages.
Mm-hmm.
These are very expensive, and they really want us to put up a lot of money into that. Mm-hmm. Again, in terms of what we ask of government to assist, we really want government to look at the procurement processes around. You know, councils are no longer allowed to purchase without going to the procurement regulations authority of Zimbabwe. So we kindly ask that at this juncture they must look at that framework and allow councils to be able to purchase as quickly as possible for us to be able to attend to the sewer basis. I know many residents always shouted council to say, I reported the sewer base, why has it not been attended to 2 weeks later? But the truth of the matter is that there are procedural issues around performance. Which issues have not been helping at all in terms of fast-tracking our ability to procure certain assets for us to be able to use. The other problem is more to do with foreign currency.
Mm.
It's prudent that the Reserve Bank makes foreign currency available, because you are talking of a country that has got an industry that is no longer functioning at full capacity.
Mm.
So some of the instruments that we use to be able to then offer services to the people can only be bought through foreign currency. And you know, most of our residents are paying us using swipes and bonds, which money cannot be used to buy critical equipment from South Africa or other countries.
Mm.
So, again, it's important to bring in a solution to how then we can, be, as local authorities, be able to access foreign currency and to make services available to our people.
Mm.
If these are addressed, besides the issues which you are raising, if these are addressed, then we'll be able to then be meeting our objective, that is to make services available to our residents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. We have the medical director, Dr. Edgar Munatsi, on the line. Good evening, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, how are you?
Fine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so can you give us an update of the situation as far as the cholera outbreak is concerned?
So basically what we have seen is that in terms of the cholera outbreak, the numbers of people who have been affected by the cholera is increasing. And the number who have succumbed to the outbreak is also is increasing. I was told that the number now is about 25 people who have died, and we are talking of more than 5,000 who have been affected.
Doctor, did you say 25 or 35?
25.
Okay. What is the latest from Bulawayo? Do you know?
I have no specific in terms of law.
Okay. How do you intend to proceed if we are looking at the metropolitan area, which seems to be now the epicenter of the disease? How do you intend to proceed from now onwards?
Maybe just a point of clarification. I heard during the introduction that you were the director. I'm just a medical personnel.
Yes.
I'm not a director. So I think my comment is will be limited to suggestions, not.
Okay.
That's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In that regard, what would you suggest if you were to give advice to those who can make things happen. What would you advise, what would you recommend them to do?
At this point in time, what is more important than ever is to make sure that we contain the cholera outbreaks and make sure that we don't continue losing lives unnecessarily. And we also need to make sure that the council, the Arena City Council, is capacitated in terms of being able to attend and repair best sewer pipes, because we know that this is the major driver of this outbreak. We also know that the erratic supply of water is a major contributor, and also the water is not as it is supposed to be. So these are the, I think, in my view, these are the most important things that we need to attend to right now to make sure that we contain the outbreak, and then the rest can be looked at in the near future.
Dr. Mnetsi, we understand that there have been so far two school kids and a teacher, I think, who have succumbed to this disease. Would you recommend the closing of schools? Because we heard that public gatherings have been prohibited, but, you know, schools, especially schools, are still functioning, and even places like Glenview, where we understand there are lots of problems there. Would you recommend that they be closed?
In a situation like this, it is plausible to close some of the schools, because we know that there are reports that some of the schools do not have running water, some of the schools do not use functioning ablution facilities. And this is poses a serious danger in a time where we have a cholera outbreak. So it will be prudent in such cases to temporarily close those schools until there is a permanent solution in terms of the water supply, in terms of the ablution facilities, because if these are not addressed, we run into a danger of spreading this outbreak.
Dr. Mnetsi, can you please stay on the line? We want to find out from the mayor. We have the mayor of Harare on the line. So we want to find out from you, your worship, Mr. Gomba, what do you make of this idea of closing schools or other, you know, places where people gather en masse?
When the decision was made to suspend schooling at one of the schools, I was there when the Minister of Health made that announcement. I support it on the basis that we really want to protect the kids. However, it must be accompanied by measures that ensure that by closing schools, you actually say the kids must be at home. So you must also come up with measures that allows that the kids at home have access to water, access to aqua tubs, to ensure that the water they will be drinking at home is also safe. Because it's difficult to tell whether those who died at school have contaminated at school or at home. So after closure, you need them to be able to provide a holistic solution to the problem, both at home and at school. As council, we have that mandate of providing water, clean water, and we have through our engineers in chemistry, assessed our water quality and improved it with the introduction of additional chlorine in it. That will ensure that then we meet the standards that are expected by the World Health Organization in terms of water provision and quality. And these are some of the measures which must be undertaken. I understand we bought around 15 water tanks, and we have some companies which are willing to provide us with water bowls for us to be able to transport water from
a point where we'll be drawing it from to those water tanks. And part of what we have is going to be erected on that spool that you are making reference to. These are some of the actions that we are taking. They are taken by this council. We have also used our housing officers to go around the suburb, ensuring that wells which were constructed or built on residential land is closed. Mm. These must be closed because at the end of it all, these are the root cause of cholera spreading. We want our people to have confidence in our municipal water. Unfortunately, for a long period of time, people have been made to think that high water is dirty, causing a lot of problems. But you see, you don't run away from it and go and start to dig a well without knowing that you are actually digging a well, and that well is going through something to be contaminated and polluted with dirty water, which is likely to cause disease.
Mr. So Mayor,
I also take this opportunity to urge our residents to listen to authorized authorities, not to listen to everyone in terms of their comments in terms of rare water. Because I've seen that people have developed the perception which is likely to perpetuate the infection.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, just quickly, before we go to a caller, the police have asked that the MDC Alliance not hold a gathering over the weekend, and yet at the same time, soccer matches are going ahead in Harare as scheduled. What is the difference between those two gatherings?
There's no difference at all. There's no difference at all. The difference is that it's the police which has only made the examination of that sort. It's a decision that I don't know why they made, but obviously a gathering is a gathering. A gathering is where people come together in large numbers, and in football matches you can actually see them looking at the pitch in football numbers, in large numbers. So I don't know why the league did it, to do it selectively. I think at this moment, I think the best authority to be able to ban gatherings should be health practitioners, not necessarily the police. Because I think it's all about we are living in a situation where we are talking about a disease that is spreading, that is affecting people. So only a medical doctor is reposed with the understanding and knowledge to be able to say you must not be congregating. I don't know why they do it, and I don't know why they did this selective.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Can you please stay on the line? We have economic and political commentator, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, on the line. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Mr. Ngwenya, the Minister of Finance, Mr. Mthuli Ngwenya, yesterday announced that he has launched a crowdfunding appeal to alleviate this problem of the cholera outbreak. But there was a lot of negative sentiments that accompanied this announcement. What do you think about the idea?
Yeah, okay, right. It's Mthuli Ngwenya, you almost said Mthuli Ngwenya, and I would love to be Minister of Finance. I have no idea. Look, you know, when there is a disaster like this, which is basically this is a disaster, there mustn't be any limit you place on your to raise funds. This is why you are getting the corporates coming in, supporting, supplying water and so forth. So I don't see the why there is an outcry. Obviously, the outcry has got a background that Zimbabweans generally expect government to do everything. And given the behavior, the fiscal indiscipline of the Mnangagwa regime in the past few months, I can understand why people are making noise, you know, buying cars for chiefs, cars for parliamentarians, and flying in Great Mugabe from Hong Kong. Of course, that's the background. But here, Mthuli Ncube has taken it upon himself to take that responsibility as a citizen to say, look, if there's somebody in Ouagadougou or in Kazakhstan who wants to help his colleagues in Zimbabwe, I think it's okay. I mean, let me explore other funding, you know, alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. We have the mayor himself on the line, on the other line. And your worship, I would like to know, in fact, this is a tweet that I'm going to read, which is coming from Dr. Pedzisai Ruhanya. He says, municipal authorities, the majority under MDC, should balance executive salaries and service delivery. Can't have a situation where $9 million of the $13 million monthly Harare revenue going to salaries. This is corruption and it should stop. What do you make of this?
No, I think Mr. Zai is talking of the situation that was happening in the past in terms of what the executive was getting. The first thing that we need to know is that much that he says the executive is getting was never given to them by council. It was something that was forced on the council through a ministerial directive. Then again, 2 years ago, the matter was then solved through a ministerial directive as well. Government then directed, and it was in the press, and I'm not sure how he missed it, but it was in the press when it was said that the town clerk would be getting 12,000 from the 33,000 that they were getting. So really, it's not about that. Yes, I understand that there are lower level staff who are getting much than their compared to their government counterparts. Yeah, but you need to know that we are talking about labor issues here. And these are issues which are delicate in terms of dealing with them. One, in 2017, these matters were taken to the Employment Council for Harare undertaking. No, I mean to say the issues to do with what the other staff were getting, excluding the executive, was the matters of the executive was dealt with by the ministerial directive of 2016. But we are left with the lower level staff, such as nurses, such as municipal policies and whatever. So what is happening is that you cannot, as the employer, unilaterally say you have cut a person's salary without negotiation. This is what the law says. So from our part, having understood what the law is saying, we then approached the Employment Council to say there's need for us to streamline what people are getting. So that we balance issues to do with financing salaries and offering services to our people. We obviously deadlocked, and the matters have been referred to arbitration. Right now they are at the arbitration court. Two people are appointed to deal with the issues, and if they are dealt with, then we can then be able to to discuss. But there are also important things that Dr. Rohanya must understand. If you are talking of self-delivery, without self-delivery is an output of a combination of human resources, financial resources, and implementation. So these, as well, the aspect of workers being asked to work in order to provide the service is also part of service delivery. So if you then say workers must get this, for us to be able to then take the balance to service, then obviously we won't be able to complete the circle. But it's important for him to know that I'm not defending the salaries. I've already told you that moves were made to streamline the top executive salary. And now it has been done. But the lower level staff, I think the mid level, are the ones that we are dealing with right now. Right now, our salaries are 50% of the total budget.
Okay.
But it's ideal that we get it down from the 51% to an acceptable figure. But it's not that the city doesn't have much in terms of resources for us to be able to serve it. It's also about industry not availing the necessary instruments for us to be able to serve it. Our people. I want to give you an example. I think you know that capital projects are financed through loans. The world over, in local authority sectors, capital projects are financed through loans. So you go and seek for a loan and repay that loan through revenue inflows. So we had a budget of around 30 million that we wanted to use for capital projects. And we have used the part of the 30 million to procure 12 million of that to procure the much needed equipment. But the equipment has been stuck in South Africa for 11 months due to unavailability of foreign currency. So if you then want to understand what he has posted, in the context of his understanding of issues, I would argue that he has missed a lot in terms of the points which are critical in terms of solution to the problem. Because you may have 100 million of bond and swipe and RTGS, and your industry is down. It's not producing a compactor that is needed for tracking. You cannot. Right now, we are going around the city. We could not be able to buy a sewer road that is used to unblock sewer. These are found in South Africa. So how do you, even if you have the money and you don't have access to foreign currency, which access, in terms of the law, must be through the Reserve Bank and through the Reserve Bank only? You cannot have a local authority that goes to the black market to procure foreign currency. That is unacceptable at law. So you may have your bond...
Your worship, unfortunately, time is run out. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope to get you on the show next time.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Mr. Ngwenya, we have run out of time. I'm sorry. You know, we had the worship and he was kind of giving us stuff which we, I'm sure you'd appreciate as well. Thank you so much. Until we meet next time, same station, same frequencies. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. We'll see you next time when we have another interesting topic. Good night.